word facilitate means to make things easy. In most of my work, my goal is to figure out how can we make it easier for people to live, for people to have sustainable and joyful lives. A lot of what would make people's lives easier is having more of a state of justice and equality in the world. But, you know, the pleasure and the ease is what really drives me.
What's your media background?
I started writing when I was very young and, you know, always have thought of myself as a writer first and foremost. I love to communicate in all kinds of ways. Right when the Iraq War was getting started, people who knew me at that time and had the fortune or misfortune of being on my email list started receiving, like, daily emails from me on what was happening in Iraq, because I was just horrified at the idea that we were in this war and people were possibly not paying attention. And it really, like, personally upset and angered me. Since then, I have helped to edit a book, and I've done lots of different kinds of interviews and helping sort of train people to do interviews. I've done lots and lots of writing. And I am part of the Allied Media community, which is, to me, is really shifting the way we think of what is and isn't media. One of the things we talk about here in Detroit is that we see communication as a fundamental human right. And I feel like, for me, I'm constantly practicing that in a number of different ways.
You go to communities like Oakland or New Orleans, communities that have been blocked from political power, and you train people in those communities to create their own media and to make themselves heard. Can you talk a little bit about that kind of work and that training that you do?
You know, I was with the Ruckus Society as the executive director for almost 5 years. You know, I was on the board, and now I'm back on the board, which is really exciting. And the work that we do with Ruckus is really about finding the potential that a community has or the desire that a community has to be able to take action when they're in a situation where they're really not being heard. You know, direct action has been around since the beginning of time, and really we think of it as direct communication, right? It's how can you directly communicate your message in a powerful way that builds the power of yourself and your community. So right now we are in a moment where a lot of communities across the U.S. have lost touch with that as one of their strategies, and what we see is decisions that get made in the country that don't seem to take into account those who are having the hardest time, the most vulnerable. And so we work to raise those voices.
Is it even harder than ever now with media consolidating and media downsizing?
It's harder than ever, I think, because there's also there's a tendency within media to look for sort of the most horrific things that are happening. I think sometimes it's hard just to get a positive story told. Sometimes it's hard to get a community story told. And then I do think that we've seen a fall off of the kind of journalism that was harder hitting, you know, that was really looking for the facts behind the facts, you know, the story behind the story.
Talk a little bit about the Allied Media Conference that's coming up.
I always say I think it's the best gathering that happens anywhere. It's really a truly magnificent space to be in. There's the traditional, you know, panels and workshops where folks are sharing their skills. There's also a huge hands-on component where people walk away having learned how to build a computer or create a radio station. Part of what we're trying to talk people into is what does it look like to live in a world where we assume our power and not our powerlessness? What does it look like to come into the world and see ourselves as agents of change rather than victims? And what does it look like to create and build more than we tear down or destroy? You know, it's not one of those conferences where we come together to make a huge laundry list of everything that's wrong in the world. You know, we recognize that there are very real socioeconomic and political conditions in which we live, but we're coming together to say, in light of that, understanding that, where are we going to find the solution? And that's what the conference is about. You know, folks are coming together and having this experience of what it's like to be fully accepted in your humanity, be able to fully communicate who you are and how you want to be understood in the world, and to feel powerful in that.